may be pleased to help me again, I would ask your attention to Isaiah chapter 42 and verse 16. Isaiah 42, verse 16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. Isaiah 42, verse 16. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them, and not forsake them. What a blessed God we have, friends. A God of love. You might sometimes be left, or each of us might be left to our old flesh and be rebellious against God. For his dealings, for the pathway that we have to walk in. But you know, when we come to a verse like this, we see God's love is mixed with it right the way through. Right the way through. He does love his children. He does care for them. He is concerned for them. He will make all things work together for good to them that love God. For he is leading them in his paths. He cares for them. I will lead them in paths they have not known. We have to prove this, friends. We have no control over the paths that we walk in. We may think we do. We may make lots of plans and we may get away with lots of things. Jonah got away with his plan to a point. Only to a point. So it is with every child of God. There comes a time when the Lord stops them. When the Lord leads them in fresh paths, new paths. Little did Jonah think he would finish up in the whale's belly, did he? Which was to him the belly of hell. But that was because of his sin and rebellion. The Lord dealt with him. And he dealt with him like that, in his love, in his mercy and compassion. If it hadn't been in love and mercy, friends, he could have destroyed him in a moment. But he didn't. I believe the children of God are absolutely amazed from time to time at the long-suffering mercy of their God. The hymn writer knew it. Why me? Why me? O gracious God, who must forever lie in hell. Were not salvation free? Free. It's without money, it's without price. It's not earned, it's for bankrupt sinners. For poor lost sinners that have nothing to pay with. Oh, there are the various ones in the world and that belong to the devil that they can see no love in God. But I believe his children can't see anything else but love, mercy, compassion. I don't doubt that you and I have had many sorrows and various problems and troubles in our lives. But friends, as we look back over our lives, can we go with that word in, I think it's in the Proverbs, but the word is this: dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Some of us have walked in some particularly marked paths where we've had to prove this. The Apostle Paul had to prove it. Dost thou know the balancings of the clouds? Yes, he did. He had to have the thorn in the flesh. And it remained with him, and the Lord would not remove it. But he said, my grace shall be sufficient for thee. My grace. Oh, friends, the love of God, how great it is. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. You might say, well, how can this be possible? How can the Lord make darkness light before us? Well, we see it every day, don't we? Naturally. In the world, the Lord causes the night to come, the darkness to come over the earth. Every morning we see the light come. We think nothing of it, perhaps. We've seen it every day of our life. But it's a miracle. It's God's creation. God has ordered it. And so it takes place. But friends, there is the spiritual side of it. I will make darkness light before them. Before them. Has he ever come before you and I and made the darkness light? Friend, I hope I know a little of it. I know something of the darkness first, and that is the order. The darkness. The way was rough and rugged. There were many enemies. And friends, I was filled with self-pity. Why should I suffer this? Why should I be singled out for such treatment? And friends, I went, I suppose, for a long time in that pathway. But friends, as I said this morning, a poor man who is singled out by God and sent to preach the word of God, he can only preach what he has handled, tasted, handled and felt of the word of life, of God's dealings, and it will be to his honour and glory. And thus, friends, it had an effect upon those things that I had to speak. Darkness. And I remember on one occasion, particularly, having to speak on the strain of those things. I don't know what the text was now at all, but I know the effects of it, that it had upon a certain woman. But all, friends, the darkness was made light. I couldn't say anything more. I couldn't murmur any more against God and his dealings with me and the pathway that I was having to walk in, because it came where that dear woman was. She was blessed in her soul. That made amends for everything. I knew the Lord was in it immediately. That's all that mattered to me then. I could leave the rest. I could say, "Thy will be done." I couldn't before. I will make darkness light before them. All the mercy of God. He's still the same God. Are you walking in a pathway of darkness, distress, affliction? I will make darkness light. And friends, it won't necessarily be that the Lord comes and takes away that trial, that affliction. We often have to prove it's not so. He doesn't take it away. It's as I have already remarked regarding Paul, the Lord didn't take away the thorn in the flesh. But he blessed him. he granted his help. He promised him that his grace would be sufficient for him. So, friends, Paul must be humbled, willing, be given that grace to say, "Thy will be done." And he will get through. He will be helped through. And so will you and I, friends. Whatever you and I may be in, whatever dark path we may be struggling through at this time, I will make darkness light before them. Before them. Oh, friends, I say again, how loving and gracious and merciful is God to his dear children. But remember this. It comes into my mind. Remember this. The rebellious dwell in a dry land. The rebellious dwell in a dry land. The rebellious will not find their darkness made light. Not whilst they are rebellious. Oh, how we need then to be humbled. How we need to be broken down. How we need to come to the Lord. Like as we mentioned this morning, the dying thief, come, Lord, remember me. Remember. I will make darkness light before them. Friends, again, there's the pathway of affliction. Affliction is often used in the hands of our God to bring us down, even to the swellings of Jordan. And oft times, coupled with those afflictions, the Lord hides his face, which makes the burden doubly hard. The poor soul, the poor sinner cries out, "Oh, that I knew where I might find him." But, oh, friends, I will make darkness light before them. Darkness light. Friends, the child of God cannot give up. He cannot give up seeking, waiting, praying, travailing, because he is born again, because the Lord has given him faith, and because the dear Lord has prayed that his faith fail not. Friend, I believe the Lord Jesus Christ prays for every child of his that their faith fail not. What a precious, precious thing to have a little sweet feeling that the Lord loves and cares for us, and that we may find a little sweet interest in the prayer of Jesus, who prayed for Peter that his faith failed not. Do you and I feel to need that from time to time? Especially when we're perhaps overcome or troubled and pressed sorely by various things, or where we what does the hymn say somewhere? It says this: does Satan tempt thee to give up and no more on his Jesus' name to call? Does he? He will, friends. He will torment the Lord's children. He will come where they are, especially when they are low and distressed and cast down. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. Where would a Peter have been had it not been for the prayer of Jesus? He denied his Lord thrice, didn't he? Peter loved the Lord Jesus Christ, but he was a poor, weak sinner. He had a carnal heart. We're no better, are we? Left to ourselves, we're no better, whatever. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked things straight. All these crooked things, friends, that we have in our lives. I don't doubt each one of us have got something that's crooked in our lives. I don't doubt they're totally different to one another. But friends, we can't deal with them. We can't straighten them. We can't get rid of them. They're there. They're crooked. They're crooked. Some of those things dishonour God. Some of those things are where the flesh blames God. But I will make the crooked things straight. Oh, isn't that what some of us long to see? The crooked things made straight. There's perhaps a lot of those, a lot of things that are crooked. First, there's in our own hearts. Things are crooked. We don't see. As we would say, oh, many things that are crooked in ours, in our eyes, in our pathways. What's more, there are many things that try us regarding those crooked things. If we've got crooked things, friends, and we're rightly exercised about them, we shall take them to the Lord. We shall ask him to deal with them. We shall ask him to straighten them. He has said, he has promised here, that he will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. In the margin it says, Hebrew, into straightness. Into straightness. Oh, those crooked things. The trouble that some of those crooked things have caused us. They've deeply distressed us and wounded us. And we've tried to take them unto the Lord now, perhaps for many years. Many years. Where's this promise got to? I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. Crooked things straight. What has caused these crooked things, friend? Well, in some of them, we know what has caused them. It's been the flesh and the devil. Oh, now we long to see the Lord appear and make the crooked things straight. It may be there are some of you, and I have myself walked in that pathway, where there have been crooked things. Crooked things. One instance was that a crooked thing that I walked in, and it came to me that it was God. That God was intervening with me in a particular thing. And I was greatly distressed and troubled and laboured under it for weeks, if not a few months. But one day the Lord came and he made that crooked thing straight. And believe it or not, he showed me it was not God's. It was not. Satan. It was Satan that had worked, that had interfered with our life. It was regarding worship. I do know the Lord can make crooked things straight. But friends, there may be other things, there are other things that we have, and you have no doubt, they're crooked. And they've been going on perhaps for years, yes, years. Oh, if it were possible, we would straighten them. But we can't. We can't. But our God can. Oh, the power of God. There's none that speaketh like him. He can humble. He can break down. He can enlighten. He can make darkness light. He can make crooked things straight. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. Crooked things straight. You may be very tossed and tried about your way to heaven, about your religion. About your conduct. You might be sorely tried and tempted by the adversary. There's no hope for you. You've failed. You come short. What does the Lord say? What does the word of the Lord say regarding those that come short? He speaks of the bankrupt sinners, and when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Both. In other words, the little sinner and the great sinner, if there is such a thing. But one did owe much more than the other. And friends, that is real religion. Real religion cannot be earned or merited. It is the gift of God. When they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Oh, friends, how true the word of God is. It is by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Well, the time is about gone, but let us just look at this last clause. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. What a precious, precious word, friends. Do you feel to be a poor dying sinner? Do you feel to have gone the wrong way, made mistakes all your life, now you're at the end of the journey, not got long to go? What are you going to do? Well, you can't do nothing. You can't alter yourself. You can't undo what you've done. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. These things will I do. I'll go before his children. I'll go before them. I'll lead them in my path. I'll save them from their sins. I'll bring them to Calvary. Yes. Friends, I believe the dear Lord Jesus Christ took every one of his dear children to Calvary when he was crucified. When he shed his blood for them. Yes. And he'll bring his children there. One by one. And he'll wash them. He'll wash them. Didn't the Lord make it very clear to Peter regarding the washing of the feet? If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Oh, friends, that we might know more of these sacred things and enter into them experimentally. May the Lord bless the few things for his name's sake.